Very big news in American football yesterday with the NFL owners voting to allow the St. Louis Rams to move to a new stadium just outside Los Angeles, and the San Diego Chargers also have an option to share that facility, and the Oakland Raiders wanted to move to the area, could move to Los Angeles as well. So huge news, just teams uprooting and moving to a new location. Ty Schalter from the Bleacher Report in the US joins us. Ty, thanks again for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Give us a bit of background here, because some of these teams were originally based in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's right. The Los Angeles Rams, originally from Cleveland, stayed there for 8 years, were in Los Angeles for almost 50 years, moved to St. Louis about 21 years ago, and now they're heading back to Los Angeles. Owner Stan Kroenke is actually from the St. Louis area, but he was a minority owner in the team back when it was moved there to St. Louis to begin with. Now he's the total owner, moving it back. And this is mostly, unfortunately, this is mostly about franchise value and real estate. The new project in Inglewood, California, in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area, is a huge development. The stadium's there, yes. There's also retail and condos and all this other stuff. And critically, there's a new production studio for the NFL Network and NFL Media. They're going to move all their media operations to LA, where the talent is, where the production talent is, and it's going to be a centerpiece for the new NFL going forward. The San Diego Chargers have tried to get something done in San Diego for a long time and get a new stadium done. They just haven't been able to work with the city there, haven't been able to get the funding they want. And I get the sense now that Dean Spanos, the Spanos family who own the Chargers, are just basically done with San Diego. They're over it, and they wanted to get in on this. But originally they were working with the Raiders on a different project in a different area of Los Angeles. But that was basically a stadium on top of an old landfill with a giant parking lot, and didn't have all the glitz and the glamour and the other revenue sources that Stan Kroenke's project did with the Rams and Inglewood. So this kind of is the best of the both worlds for the NFL owners. Also gives San Diego one last chance to build a new stadium, keep the Chargers in town. In fact, the NFL has agreed to provide an extra $100 million to either the Chargers or the Raiders if they get a new stadium done in the city where they're in. Now, the Raiders, it's very interesting because that's the one big thing. They need a stadium very, very badly, and they don't have the cash to do it. So whether they stay in Oakland, whether they move to a place like San Antonio, where Oakland, you know, kind of flirted with before, they might even move to San Diego, replace the Chargers, or to St. Louis to replace the Rams. Lots of different options in play for Oakland by the time that 2017 option comes up for the Rams. But I think the Rams are either going to jump quickly or not, because it doesn't make any sense to let the Rams move, get there first for a year, build their fan base, and then jump a year later. I think that the Chargers are either going to exercise their option to play in LA in the next couple months, or they're going to stay in San Diego.
Ty, why hasn't LA worked for the NFL? I mean, like you said, 21 years since the franchise been there. We've had a couple of teams move away from there. What's been the major problem in having a team staying there?
Yeah, when all the new facilities were being built, the luxury suites and all these extra sources of revenue, where teams got to own all of that revenue, it wasn't included in the collective bargaining agreement at the time. There just wasn't a lot of call for it in Los Angeles. And each of these teams, the Raiders and the Rams, and you know, the Chargers were already in San Diego, but the Raiders and the Rams, and they're both in L.A., got sweetheart deals to move out. And now the NFL for 20 years has done just fine in not existing in the country's second biggest TV market. But eventually the draw was just too much. This comes down to you know, glitz and glamour and the money. They're going to build this stadium in Inglewood, and it's going to have tons of luxury suites on top of luxury suites. So many options for getting all that LA and Hollywood money into NFL owners' pockets and split 32 ways. That's what this is all about. It's that all the owners will get richer from doing this. But that stadium could still be, you know, 60%, 70% full, and full of people who are going to cheer for whichever team is winning more. There are just a lot of options in LA and a lot of different things to do. I don't think this is the best decision from a football perspective.
What about the fans, though, Ty? What about the fans in, say, St. Louis, yeah, who have just followed this team
die-hard
for years and
no
years?
Team left.
What happens to them?
Yeah, it's very difficult. This is a city that welcomed the Rams with open arms. Went to two Super Bowls and won one very shortly after they moved, even though they're still paying off the original Edward Jones Dome that they built when the Rams came there. They stepped up to the plate and delivered a very viable stadium option, the only one of the three cities to actually present and pass a viable stadium option. You have to think the NFL gets them a team, but who's that going to be? There's speculation, you know, the Jaguars are owned by Shaed Khan, who is also from Missouri and wanted to buy the Rams before they let him buy the Jaguars. So there's a possibility there's some lease trickiness there. It'd be tough for them to move, but there's some options, and it could be the Raiders, it could be the Chargers, but that, I think that city gets an NFL team sooner rather than later.
Ty, what about the matchups this weekend coming into the divisional series?
Lots of really interesting matchups. I'm most curious about how Seattle matches up with Carolina. Carolina Panthers, obviously fantastic defense. They've lost two of their top three cornerbacks, Benny Benwickery and Peanut Tillman, to injuries in the last 2 weeks. Seattle has a couple of second and third wide receivers, Tyler Lockett and Jermaine Kearse, that aren't complete receivers, but Kearse was the guy that caught the touchdown pass that sent the Packers home last year. Tyler Lockett caught the big play that set the Seahawks touchdown up, that sent Minnesota home this year. Going up against, you know, back of the roster cornerbacks could be an effective matchup for Seattle. This one, despite two great defenses, could end up being a shootout. And I'm not sure if Russell Wilson or Cam Newton is going to put up better numbers. Very intriguing. Arizona against Green Bay, I love the Cardinals. I think they've got too much firepower on both sides of the ball, especially with Green Bay's offensive line being dinged up and reshuffled. I'm not sure they're going to be able to run the ball the way they did in the wild card round against the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals to advance. So when you talk about Denver and Pittsburgh,
Steelers, yep.
I think Denver's defense, yep, the Steelers just have too many injuries. Ben Roethlisberger is basically going to be working through a separated shoulder if he plays. Landry Jones has really struggled in his time against the Denver defense. I don't see any way that they come through, especially with Antonio Brown out with a concussion. I'll be curious to see if Peyton Manning plays well against that Steelers defense or not, but I still think the Broncos win this one. And then the big interesting one for me, I've been very high in Kansas City since back in the summer. Fantastic defense, healthy, got Justin Houston back, playing so well. Patriots still a little banged up. I'm curious to see. I think the Chiefs have what it takes defensively to pull off the upset in Gillette Stadium. I'm not sure if they have enough firepower if Jeremy Maclin can't go. Very, very intriguing matchup, and I do think there's a real upset possibility there.
Yeah, big weekend coming up in the NFL. Ty, thanks for getting on the phone for us, mate.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. My pleasure.